Yeah, my copy of Reader's Digest right here. I never leave home without it.
Okay.
Me and the rest of the senior citizens enjoy our little walk in the morning, and yes, we talk about what we read in Reader's Digest. New Jersey is on two lists of most obsessed in here. They have lists of states that are obsessed with different things. New Jersey is one of the 10 most fashion-obsessed states.
Huh.
Both
okay.
for apparel and for the home, and keeping the home in
interesting.
Fashion.
Okay.
New York is number one. New Jersey comes in number five. Also, one of the states most obsessed with sports.
Oh, okay.
Thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
an analysis
interesting.
Of Google data finds that we are one of the 10 most sports obsessed states.
Does it list in there what their definition of obsessed is or obsession is? Is it they're going to all the games or they're just rooting for the teams? Or
it's a combination of all of that. It's ticket sales. People say what percentage of their income they spend on going to games, buying team apparel, searches on the internet. They can tell your zip code from where you're searching for teams.
Okay. And what about the apparel? Because I have been to Stop and Shop and ShopRite yeah. and the malls. And for people, for a state that's very obsessed with our apparel, I don't know that I'm seeing much. Like,
seeing a lot of people in sweatpants, are you?
I mean, maybe I'm not going to the right places because I'm just going to the normal everyday places.
You must not be, because they talk about the luxury brands like Valentino, Louis Vuitton, and the ratio of population versus the number of units sold by those companies. And again, also searches for, you know, buying them online and all those
sure.
sort of things.
Yeah. I can understand the searches. I get that because I just looked up the new Air Force Ones, which I'm not an Air Force One fan, but they've aligned with Tiffany, the company Tiffany and Company, and I'd really love a pair, but I can't have those. So I understand the searches.
Well, you could. You just have to steal them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't pay for them. I just don't see. I see a lot of leggings. I see a lot of sweatpants. I see a lot of t-shirts.
Based on online traffic and sales, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Chanel, Michael Kors, Prada, Burberry, Dior, the top brands in New Jersey. Okay. I would have thought Old Navy was the number one. I'm really surprised by that. And it's such an interesting juxtaposition that there are people out there buying Jets jerseys. Are the same? I got my Jets jersey on, and then I got my UGG boots and my
right,
Louis Vuitton purse.
My Louis Vuitton.
That's kind of a weird combination, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Good morning, America. Big show back on the radio for Tuesday, March the 28th, 2023. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Whole crew is here. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. We were all out yesterday. Thank you again to our friend Uncle Ross Britton for filling in. Ross is going to be in next week. Joe is off next week going on vacation to Florida. We got Ross coming in to ride third wheel for us, do the traffic updates and all of that. So that should be kind of like a little morning zoo reunion or something. It'd be kind of fun.
He's doing the traffic.
I know. That's the best I could come up with. No, I'm joking. Ross is going to be great. I'm looking forward to
it. I was not impressed.
I have never been. I've worked with Ross now for a while. I've never been on the air with him before, so I'm kind of looking forward to
that. Really?
Yeah, I've never done a show with him, so that'd be a lot of fun all next week.
Wow. Okay.
Kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, oh no, he's great. Well, obviously he's great. I mean, that was an understatement. But I mean, he's phenomenal. But
you're right. He's never done a traffic report before, but I'm sure he'll be fine. He'll be just fine.
Something in the back of my mind is telling me that his beautiful wife Rasa, at one point before she was a weather girl, did the traffic somewhere.
Well, the good news is we have her cell phone, so if worse comes to worse, we'll just get her on
the
line.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If it all falls apart, you know, you could probably get her to.
It's a hashtag just called Rasa, huh?
It's perfect. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Hey, by the way, speaking of wives, I know Marianne is just out of her mind because Florida is now headed to the Final Four. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. You know, it's really funny because on whatever day it was, what was it? Saturday. This shows you how fast things went bad for me, right? When was that game? When was Saturday?
Saturday night.
Saturday,
yeah.
Saturday night. I'm sitting there, and they're winning, and they're winning, and they're winning. We're watching the first half. First half, she didn't really care too much about it. It was really funny, you know. Oh, yeah, they're playing. Yeah, they're playing. What's the score? Oh, they're winning. Man, it's still winning. Oh. They're winning because I'm watching it on my phone, right? Then halftime comes, and it's time to have dinner. So we sit down, and turn the TV on. By the time the game was over, she was the biggest Florida Atlantic University fan on the planet.
Now she's an alum, or
she's
just
an alum
went,
there. She's okay. an alum there. Yeah, no, she graduated from there. Diploma right on the wall. I'm looking right at it. It's Florida Atlantic University, and anyway, it was really really funny. So then she goes and she takes a sweatshirt I bought her maybe three Christmases ago. That is a really nice, like, hand lettered. I got it from their bookstore. I didn't get it from Fanatics. I got like a really good, FAU sweatshirt, hoodie, right?
Mm.
Been in the closet for 3 years. It's hanging out on our front porch right now.
I'm sure it is.
You know? So, and then I bought her a Final Four t-shirt with the FAU logo on it. She was all excited about that. If I had done that the before they got in the final, like just a NCAA shirt, would have been, what am I going to do with this? You know?
Ro, do you remember when we had that Brandon Lang guy on, the handicapper from Vegas? Did he pick any of these? Now, Florida Atlantic should be playing San Diego State on Saturday night. I don't think he called anything near.
Honestly, I told you when he was on that I had no idea what he was saying. So I didn't. He was like the third picks in the 12th draft in the 9th, final 8, 7-6. I'm like, what?
Right over your head.
Huh? I don't know what you just said.
And by the way, set your DVR because the game time is 6:09, not 6:05, not 6:10, 6:09 on Saturday night. And then
Saturday night.
8:49 is the second game with UConn and Miami. So. See how that
first
goes.
Thing we do, first thing we do, we get down there to Marathon Key, turn the TV on. There's FAU.
Yeah. Are you leaving first thing in the morning?
No, we're leaving Friday night.
Are you leaving Friday? So you'll be there in plenty of time. Beautiful.
7:30 something. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I would rather be at a bar in Florida than actually at the stadium because I think you're going to have more fun.
Oh, yeah.
The drinks are a little bit cheaper. You still get that crowd atmosphere.
A little bit cheaper.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, it's Boca Raton, though, you know, where that school is. So it's going to be a little high priced.
Yeah.
You know.
And the crowd at the bar, good evening, Joe. It's nice to see you.
It's in Boca.
I'm Captain Stooping.
But no, yeah. No, but Saturday will be a marathon, so we'll be able to probably hang out at the house and watch the game.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right, well, go. I don't really have a dog in the fight at all. I don't care, so we'll root for Florida. Go Florida, all right? I'll wear the jersey. I don't care.
You know what? If they're and they got a good shot now to get even to the championship because they're playing. Who are they playing? I don't even know.
San Diego State.
San Diego State. They could beat them. And then the other two teams on the other side of the bracket, you know, I mean, there's like a 5 and a 7 or something like that, you know. Right. So, I mean.
UConn might be tough. You hate UConn, though, but they might be tough.
I hate UConn. I hope UConn. You know what? I hope they lose in triple overtime at the buzzer just so that it would be like a dagger in the heart of all their fans. I can't stand that.
No, I hope they make it to the championship game, and then I hope it goes right to the wire, and then Florida beats them. That'd be even better.
That would be great.
There you
that
go.
Would kill all those people.
That'd
be great.
Wow.
Listen, I understand this rival. I do because I have those same rivals. I do understand. I just.
You don't care at all.
I don't care about it.
Doesn't get into the basketball.
If it were my teams, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I get it.
Michigan, here it is. Michigan's playing Ohio State. They're in the Big Ten championship game. And it's in overtime, and they're kicking a stupid 2-point conversion rule that they have.
Yeah,
and Ohio State they knock it down at the goal line in 5 overtimes. That's how great. How great would that be?
Yeah, I mean that would be epic.
Epic
for both of you. This is too much for this time of the day. Everybody, calm down. Too much.
Epic. Awesome.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Anyway. All right. Here we go. And my blood pressure's all.
Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus.
Let's go.
Right now, time for the CBB, of course, the Community Bulletin Board. We hear from businesses, organizations, local groups, charities each and every day. They ask us to share these events. They're trying to do a little good, raise a little awareness for their cause, maybe even raise some money, and that's great because they do a lot of good, and they put on a lot of fun events for families and communities, and that's what it's all about every morning. 628-35. Got one? Text it into us. Boss Text Connect 732-774-4444. Direct message us on Facebook. Get it to us that way. Or on the website, which, of course, is 1071theboss.com. And you can also check out where the Boss Roadies are going to be anytime. Get a complete listing of station and community events. Speaking of which, Boss Roadies in the much-delayed Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, this might be even better. It's supposed to be like 70 degrees on
Wonderful.
Saturday.
Wonderful. I know. I was thinking of taking the kids into the city because they're on spring break. But then I remember there's the parade is going. I don't know that I want to do that. That seems like a lot of work.
Plenty going on right here.
I know.
The parade starts at noontime in the seaside, finally getting that going. And again, I'm glad it was delayed.
Me too.
Because the weather's going to be better. It's going to be even more fun. So that'll be cool. Then on Sunday, Michelle will be out with another Boss Ticket Blitz. You'll see Bruce Springsteen. She'll be at Value City Furniture in Lakewood starting at noon with 4 chances to win a pair of Boss Party Suite passes. That means every 30 minutes, you'll have a chance to win. So make sure you don't miss out on that. Bar A's annual Easter egg hunt. That's going on Saturday, April the 8th from noon to 3. Got to make a reservation to get a table, though. Complimentary buffet, soft drinks, live music, and the Easter Bunny's going to be there.
Oh, fun.
Hopefully we're not letting him do shots ahead of time. I'm going to tell you a little trick. I'm as good as Santa Claus. I always have been.
Might make for a really fun Easter hunt if he did, though. Just
there's
think
an
about
egg
it.
In your face. You sound like Jimmy Stewart for some reason.
You do.
Clarence? Pleasant Plains Volunteer Fire Department. Only I could ruin something nice like the Easter Bunny. What does it matter with me? Pleasant Plains Volunteer Fire Department 78 doing their semi-annual pancake breakfast. That goes on this Sunday morning starting at 7. Ticket includes all-you-can-eat pancakes, 50-50 raffle, gift auction, and it goes to benefit the fire department. That's ppfd30.com for the details. And Adventure Sports in Jackson doing their spring craft and food fair Sunday from noon to 6. Local vendors, food, wine tastings. They get the inflatable bounce house out. There you go. Do a little Chardonnay, hop in a bounce house.
It's a good night.
That's going to end well for you.
Yeah.
Gate fee benefits a nonprofit, NJ Ruthless. Softball. They're not kidding around. Oh. They're playing softball, baby.
Ruthless.
NJRuthless.com for more. There you go. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board.
Question. Hungry? Me too. Thirsty? Me too.
Footfall. Excellent. It's footfall.
Yep.
Yep.
I think they put a little timer on this button because I hit it a couple times. First couple times it didn't work, but luckily we got it going there.
Well, that's
so
good. What would we do if it didn't
fall
work? See? It'd be so bad.
It's so much fun. And it's totally not just me cupping my hands in front of the microphone.
No.
It's really a $40,000 addition to our control
Absolutely.
Console here in the Boss Radio studio.
Big fancy button.
These are stories trending about food, drink, confectionery concoctions, and
yes,
alcoholic beverages, caffeinated drinks, the whole shebang here in the food file. And here they go again. A new food trend is growing on TikTok. They call it a pickle wrapped inside melted crunchy cheese. Here's a TikToker telling you how to make what they're calling pickle in a blanket.
You're going to take a slice of cheese. I got provolone. I suggest provolone and mozzarella. Put it on your pan.
So it's starting to get nice and melty and it's fizzling. Take a pickle and just plop it in the middle of the slice of cheese, all right?
Yeah, I was going to, first of all, that voice, those TikTok people all talk like that, and that monotone, it makes me a little crazy.
Yes.
But even I could figure this out. You're putting cheese in a frying pan, and you put the pickle in the middle, and then wrap it up.
Yeah.
How hard is that? We need a video to tell us how to do this?
I think the video is to show you that people are doing it, because I would never think to wrap cheese around a pickle, would you?
But that's the whole concept.
But it
you just wrap
delicious.
A piece of cheese around a pickle and you're done.
It sounds delicious.
If you want to fry it, fry it. If you don't,
yeah,
just wrap the pickle.
No, it's like a fried pickle, but sure, with cheese and no breading. I like it.
And by the way, kids, always remember to wrap your pickle, will you? Pickle in a blanket on TikTok. Uh-huh. Well, there's a weird phenomenon going on in a neighborhood called Highland Park, which is part of Los Angeles. And residents there say they're being flooded with Uber Eats deliveries that are piling up on people's front doors. Nobody is ordering Uber Eats.
What?
And yet the drivers pull up, drop the food, and go. Some neighbors have been getting up to a dozen food orders a day and have now called the police wondering what is going on.
Sometimes it would just be like 4 orders of milk from McDonald's. I've probably received 30 meals.
We can probably get about 40 bags of food.
Every neighbor has a different idea of what this is.
Isn't that strange?
It's very strange, but I don't think I'd call the cops.
No,
it's
I'd be
free
like,
dinner.
This is Christmas.
That's great.
Man, look at this. What do I got today?
Unless it was 4 cups of milk from McDonald's, in which case I would just throw it away, but that's very strange.
You get free milk from McDonald's, it's still free milk, isn't
it? Who knows how long it was sitting
that's
out there,
all right.
Though.
I'll put it right there in my Honey Bunches oats. It's free. It's for me, baby. This is the food file. Hashtag food crimes has been trending on Twitter this week. People talking about crimes against food.
Okay.
For example, ketchup on steak.
Yeah, that's a food crime.
Oreos with honey mustard. I don't know why anybody would try that.
Oh.
Putting grated cheese in cereal.
Really?
I guess it's dairy on dairy, a little dairy on dairy action.
I don't know.
Just cutting open a can, having soup cold. I've done that. I'm guilty of that.
You have?
Yeah, I'll tell you why, because I didn't want to have to clean the bowl. And for a while there, I also didn't have a can opener. Well, I did. I had that old-fashioned can opener. I could never get the damn thing to work.
Yeah.
So I just take a really sharp knife and stab the can open.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I was Popeye.
And you just ate, like, condensed soup out of a can like
that? Yeah, just guzzle the Progresso and be done with it. Sure. Now, this one is interesting. Peanut butter on a hot dog. That might be good.
Maybe. I love peanut butter on anything, but a hot dog is very strange. I don't know. That one's not as bad as Oreos and mustard.
These are food crimes.
Yeah.
I was thinking there are people committing crimes with food, but they're crimes against
crimes
the food.
Crimes against food, yeah. Yes.
Because just remember, your food has feelings.
It does.
Chick-fil-A has announced that they're refreshing their menu. They're getting rid of side salad. Side salad is not found on most of the ordered menu items now. Waffle potato fries top the list. Every region in the country for favorite side. This is why Chick-fil-A says they're doing away with the salad at almost all locations. Shocker.
Right.
People going into Chick-fil-A not interested in the salad? Man, that's a breaking news headline right there.
I can't believe they got their fried chicken sandwich with their soda and then they didn't want the side salad.
Yeah. And speaking of, I don't know if people are aware of this, but there are hundreds and hundreds of locations across the state, across the region, across the country. Why is there always a huge line?
Always
like
a
it's
line.
A grand opening. They're everywhere.
No.
All you got to do is wait your turn. They're right there.
I know. People love Chick-fil-A, though.
Or, bear with me, you can just pull into the parking lot, walk in the store.
Yeah.
They're right there. But you do you.
They are. It's always a line at Chick-fil-A. It doesn't matter the time of the day. It's
and I know
crazy.
You're not doing salad.
Yeah.
High Noon has just announced a release of High Noon Tequila Seltzer. This sounds good.
Okay.
They've debuted an 8-pack of tequila seltzers, lime, grapefruit, passion fruit, strawberry flavors, like the original High Noon Vodka Hard Seltzers. Mm. These have colorful summertime themed packaging. They say they're expecting them to be a big seller this year, and they're only 100 calories with no sugar added, gluten-free. Listen, I don't need all this. You've already sold me, High Noon.
Yeah, sold.
You've already sold me.
That sounds great by the pool.
Here's what I want to know is the alcoholic content. I want to know how many of these I got to bang before I'm feeling a little buzz, all
it's
right?
It's only 4.5. I hate to break it to you. That's what they are.
How many of these I drink before I don't do the diving board anymore, right?
Like a whole case.
Yeah, I see. And last year in a food file, Kellogg's has announced that they're teaming up with Minecraft for a Minecraft-inspired cereal. This is that video game thing, right?
Yeah,
Kellogg's Frosted Flakes Minecraft features Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and green squares of marshmallows that represent the Minecraft graphics.
Oh, okay.
Every
That's
box
cute.
Also includes a code to redeem 350 Mine coins.
Okay.
I got to tell you, we're doomed as a society.
Why?
We're just doomed as a society.
Why? When you were a kid, you had cereal, or maybe not you, but most kids.
That's true. There was a Mr. T cereal back in the day. That was cool.
Yeah, but every kid loved to get the toy that was in their cereal box. Remember they used to do
that?
Now,
why maybe not you? I didn't I didn't like toys when I was a child.
Well, I don't know if your parents let you have a box of cereal that had a toy on it.
Probably not, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
But I think this is the equivalent of what we used to like our little plastic toys. They play their little video games. That's exciting for them. That's okay.
I don't like it. Matter of fact, now I'm thinking about it, there were Pac-Man cereal when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the little marshmallows looked like the Pac-Man ghosts.
Well, this is the same thing. And What's your problem?
Well, hang on. I remember being annoyed about this because...
Of course. Of course.
You know what? I'm not even going to finish the story. Now I'm not even going to tell you the story.
Shocker, you were annoyed by the Pac-Man cereal.
Well, go Google it, and I think you too will see that it was a terrible idea for cereal, okay?
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Mrs. Pac-Man was better. Food file, excellent. It's food file.
I got to tell you, we had a big weekend, Joe, and I got to ask your, I got to pick your brain a little bit, because you know New Jersey state history unlike any other, really.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, there are other people that there are people that know some things, but you just have a unique perspective on some of our local cities, towns, and establishments, so.
Right.
You like this setup is pretty good, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
We went to an Italian place for dinner, and I won't mention, I guess I have to tell them where it is, but then people are going to know because I don't necessarily want to call the place out. But I'll just say
I mean, it's something that you can find on Google, so I don't know it's you're calling anybody out.
But there is an establishment, a shore community, Monmouth County, has an Italian restaurant, been there for 40 years in its current incarnation, even longer under different names. And we, you know, it's one of those places where they have not updated the light fixtures since 1980 or whatever it is.
Oh,
and that's
cool.
Part of the charm of
part
the place.
Of the yeah.
It's like
I said to Rochelle, like you get a little your cup is dirty, and you think to yourself, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You feel like you're at your grandparents' house or something. That's what it felt like. It was like I loved it. It was great.
The place was actually a little bit dingy, I would say, and the waitress smelled like cigarettes when she came up to us. It was like a blast from the past. But the food,
which made me feel like home. Like it honestly did, which is so strange. Right.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with it at all. Food was phenomenal. Huge portions. I ate like a pig, okay?
Boy.
I really did. I mean, to the point where I could actually feel the meal when I'm tapping my belly after we ate. I had calamari. Excellent. I had the, what did I have? I had pasta with veal and eggplant together, the combo.
And veal, yeah.
Oh, boy. It was just.
Yeah.
It was just great. But I did some Googling, and it's funny. The guy that used to own the place apparently used to allow meetings from one of the families, you know, the families from the city, to come down and do some business so they didn't have to drive all the way to Atlantic City, and they used the back room as a little place to pick up cash.
Which is where we got to eat. So
which is where
exciting.
We sat and ate, yeah. And apparently there's a famous event where one of the guys that never caught a break bit one of the other guys, and there was a whole thing. And so you look back, and there's a big history there about how the place is. And interestingly, the guy that once owned it died in his 50s. His son died in his 40s. So there's some real history with this place. Do you have any idea what I'm speaking of? Any idea?
No. No.
There's probably quite a few places like
Maybe
that
is the case.
To say.
Because I know
you're
that...
You're talking... Go ahead.
And when you were looking up the history of this, and then I started to look a little bit, I mean, there are lots of places, especially down the shore, going down to AC, up through the city, that a lot of this stuff happened at. It just happened a lot.
And you look on the wall, these guys get a picture with the Pope, with Sinatra, with Ronald Reagan. It's all always the same celebrities
same,
of that time.
Yeah, same guys, yep.
Phyllis Diller, Don Rickles. It was pretty funny. And then yesterday the kids get here, and I ate like a pig again. What's the name of this place? The Pancake Factory?
The Brownstone Pancake Factory.
There's a couple of them, about four of them here around the state. We went to the Freehold one yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
So this place, I order a milkshake, and they give it to you with cake frosting all around the rim. Oh boy, it was just great.
It was so
good. Yeah, it's too much.
Grayson ordered a chocolate milkshake that had frosting, and it had cake crumbles just around the entire edge in his face. I don't understand how this happens to this boy, but like all the way from the tip of his nose underneath his chin, just covered in chocolate, and there's like chocolate shavings everywhere. And then he had chocolate chip pancakes on top of that. I was like,
I just walked out of there thinking, what a bunch of disgusting people we are, honest to God.
You just have at it.
It was
man.
A gluttonous
awesome.
Weekend, for sure.
I have not gotten on a scale, but I'll tell you what, my blood work came back okay, and I'm just going
you're
hog
fine.
Wild. I'm going
you know
hog
what?
Wild.
Exactly
man.
Right.
Hog
exactly.
Wild.
You know, you probably don't have a lot of time left anyway, so you know what? You have at it.
You know what? I hope not. I hope I get all my jollies right now, baby.
That's right. Have at it. That's great, though. He had the chocolate all over him.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Awesome.
I do have a photo I'll have to send you. He's drinking a milkshake, and I understand that there were chocolate around the edge, but, like, how is it everywhere? It's everywhere.
You wonder why the kid is so hyper. I mean, he's eating chocolate pancakes with a chocolate milkshake, and I bought him M&M's yesterday afternoon. He's a mess. He's a mess.
He's an elf is what he is.
He's a growing boy. Let him have at it. I mean, you know, what difference does it make? You see these, so, and again, I don't mean to be disparaging to anybody's parenting style, but I just love these people, you know, though you got to eat, you got to have a salad, you got to have this, you got to have that. Let that kid have a milkshake, for God's sakes, and just get chocolate all over
him. It's the American way.
This is the time in his life where it's not going to stick to him. So he's, I mean, he's skinny as a rail, so it's like, you know, go for it. If you're going to have it, now's the time to go for it.
I know, but what's my excuse? I got marinara sauce coming out my ear. Well, what's my excuse? You know.
Well, that's a different thing.
But, lost
but
cause.
Still, you had a good time. No, that's great that you had a good time, though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
It was a good
Don't
time.
Don't worry about me. I was just home under my, with a pillow over my head because I couldn't, terrible.
You poor thing.
Well.
I'm still struggling, but it's all right. We're good.
Yeah, you're a little snappy today. I could tell you're taking some cold medication. I like it.
Oh, I got all kinds of stuff going on inside of me right now.
It's a good time.
The NyQuil from last night. Then I got up this morning. First thing I did, take 2 Tylenol sinus.
And then you get the regular medication that you take every day.
Yeah,
so.
All the other stuff.
Oh, boy.
Going. Oh, yeah. I'm loaded up with it, man. I'm ready. Let's go.
You're like a CVS walking around.
Oh, yeah. I keep CVS and Garwood in business.
Love it.
Anybody text in yet trying to guess?
Oh, yeah. They got it.
Did they all figure it out?
Oh, yeah. There's like 6 text messages. They got it.
I knew that was going to happen the minute I said I don't want to mention this restaurant's name.
Oh, yeah.
We think some wise guys might have been involved.
They got it. It's good.
Did they give you any more intel on the history of this establishment?
No. Just guessing where it is, but yes.
I will say that we went there on the recommendation of our super fan, Outlaw Pete, who listens every day.
Who's been telling us for over a year to go there and that you would love it.
And
he was right.
He was absolutely
right. I sent him a Facebook message after we went, and I said, he said, how was it? And wanted to know what we ate. It was incredible. It was so good. So.
Also, a guy got his face bit off in the parking lot
because
he didn't have the money.
It adds for the charm.
It really did.
It was wonderful. It's part of the ambiance.
How's the cake, honey? I'm like, I don't know. All I can smell is the Pall Malls on you. But that's all right.
I loved it. I really did. I told you that. I said it reminded me of being at my grandparents' house and everyone around me. That's the entire atmosphere reminded me of that, including the smell of cigarettes. It just really did. It brought me home.
Some of those celebrities on the wall, I think I said, I was thinking they'd share. Was up there and Tina Turner. I'm like, well, what the hell were they doing at this place? You know, makes you wonder.
You know, the food was amazing. That's probably what they were doing. It was so good.
Speaking of celebrities, mention this real quick if you hadn't heard yet. Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix are both in town, or they were within the last 48 hours or so.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Because filming crews from Warner Brothers have selected a former New Jersey hospital location, an abandoned hospital. They turned it into Arkham, which is the famous insane asylum from the Batman comic books and all of that. And it's, they're filming the new Joker Part 2 movie at this former state hospital in Belleville. And they got a picture where they put the, you know, from Batman. The name
yeah,
of the
yeah,
hospital
the Arkham
up there,
Asylum.
And they got a shot of Lady Gaga. Is she Harley Quinn?
Is she that is. That she is? Looks good. I all like right. it. I think it's more true to the... to the character, the way that she's dressed. I like it a lot.
Yeah, because they got her dressed up in a cartoon like she's a court jester
yes.
or something. But she's,
yeah.
she's wearing, because she's supposed to be a psychiatrist that turns into a crazy person because she falls in love with
the
Joker.
Patient,
so
yes.
He's played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
So should be interesting to see that movie come out. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Can you imagine just going, Lady Gaga's just sitting at a cafe eating? That would be amazing.
She's just a person. You'd be fine.
I know. I like Lady Gaga.
I like her too, but you get much more caught up in these things than I do.
For certain people. Lady Gaga would be one of them. I mean, she's a big star.
Like I've said, it's number one on my bucket list. I have never met a Beatle, but I mean, I'm not going to fall over myself. I'd be like,
oh,
Paul.
Come on.
I'd be very excited to meet him, but I mean, I'm not going to.
If you saw Paul McCartney sitting in a cafe or a deli or a diner, you would be freaking out.
No, I would not be freaking out. I'd be excited to meet him. It doesn't mean that I'm not. I know what to say. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to be intimidated by him is what I'm saying.
Well, I wouldn't be intimidated, but I would be excited. That would be neat.
Nah, there are some celebrities where you would...
There's a small handful that I would be very nervous and excited to meet. Yes.
Also, if
true.
I ran into some of the guys from the family at that restaurant, I would have been like, oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
That I'd be more nervous about, honestly.
I won't make jokes anymore. Sorry. Time for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we hear from moms. We share their stories just like this.
Boss Lady Lucy said, I'm at that magical page of stage of parenting where I don't need to change diapers, carry baby gear, but I also don't have to deal with the teenage problems. How do I get my kids to stay like this? You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
I think the next you just wait for adulthood.
Yeah. Yeah, because the teenage years are super fun.
Too. Yeah, and then they'll move back in and hit you up for money. So, Ben, so really it never ends.
Never. Ben Perkins said, my toddler loves pizza and loves bagels, so I figured I'd win him over by giving him his first pizza bagel. And holy crap, I've never been so wrong in my life.
And he didn't care for it, huh?
How do you not like a pizza bagel?
I don't know what's not to like.
They're
there.
Very good.
Sure.
At Marvelous Miss Mom said, one of the moms at the school pickup always yells, hi, chicken nugget, to her kids. And that's the level of parenting embarrassment that I aspire to.
What's her name again? Marvelous Mrs.
At
Mom?
Marvelous Mrs. Mom.
She's going to be named after that TV show, the Mrs. Maisel or something.
Oh, maybe.
That's stupid. I don't like that.
No, come, that's creative.
Some of these handles are just stupid. I don't know why they bug me, but they do. Hashtag mom. Confessions. We do them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Yeah, just give you an opportunity to vent, just like I get an opportunity to vent.
Yes.
Thank you for sending them in. Might hear yours. I always say you can connect with us on all the socials at 1071theboss.com, wherever you get podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there. We have a page, Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, on the Boss website. That might be the easiest place to connect. And I got a note Friday toward the end of the show, and Uncle Ross was here yesterday, so I'm just getting to this, and I emailed her and said over the weekend that we would mention this. So I want to mention this. Teresa Fasolo, she's from Manahawkin. She said, I hear you do listener email sometimes. I got a good subject for you guys to talk about.
Uh-oh.
The price of hair.
The price of hair?
I've been calling around to get an estimate on getting my hair done, and it seems like the prices have gone up.
Yes.
About how much a loose perm would be, I couldn't believe it. Now, Teresa, I'm going to stop you right there and say, what are you doing with the loose perm?
Perms are back.
Come on.
They're back, I'm telling you.
She's going to look like Rick James.
No, they're back. Did she say how much it's going
to
cost?
I haven't had my hair done in years. Always had to get it cut short. I was told to be over $100. I can't really afford to do more than $20 for the perm. I was pretty mad about that. High price is out of control. Do you think so? Maybe it's just me. Curious what your listeners think. I got to be honest with you, Terry. Again, I think you can do better. I'm sure you're...
The perm is very pretty, but...
I'm sure your hair is very nice, but I don't know that a perm is the most fashionable... So maybe we can find a haircut that's a little less expensive, what I'm saying.
Listen,
but having said that, I'm not surprised that a woman's haircut is $100.
No, my haircut alone is about $70.
Yeah.
So the fact that you paid $20 for a perm, I don't know when the last time you got a perm was. Because a perm is labor intensive. It
right.
is not an easy thing to have. They've got to do individual pieces, two pieces of paper. There's a developer. It's a 4-hour long process. So the fact that you found somewhere to do it for $100, I think is probably.
So
a
you
pretty,
think she's getting a deal. Huh?
I think that's kind of a deal. My haircut is $70 for a haircut.
Yeah.
So
well,
I
mine's
think,
40 and I mean, I don't have
well,
a lot of hair.
I'm saying. But yes, I do agree. The cost of anything hair related is very expensive, which is why I just do my own now at home. But I would not recommend As somebody who does sort of know how to do hair, I would not recommend trying to do a perm on your own.
No. No. I just say you get a little hair gel, slick it back, put on some shades, you'll be all set, Teresa.
Yeah, or you could do what I do, Teresa, and curl your hair on Saturday.
Okay.
And just don't wash it for a week and a half. And go with dry shampoo. That's sure. Like 10 bucks a bottle. You'll be fine.
All right. Wanted to make sure we address Teresa's concerns.
Yes.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for the listener email. I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's do Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. Number five. Here's a guy on a bungee cord jumping off a 100-foot platform. This happened in Thailand, and you hear the crowd cheering him on. There's a big crowd to watch him, and then the cord breaks, and he falls into a lake.
No.
And then silence. Well, luckily, they got him out of the water.
Is he okay?
He's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
He apparently got a bruise on his leg from hitting the water so hard, but he's fine.
That is terrifying.
Oh,
that
my
God. That is so terrifying.
I'd love the idea of feeling like you're flying, but then the fear that this would happen.
Mm-mm.
Can we hear that again? Wow, he's like an eagle. It's majestic. Look at him go. Oh, but he's fine.
That is so crazy.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, we're going to see our buddy jump off a platform 100 feet in the air.
Thank God he was going over a lake or something. Because yeah. You see those people who sometimes jump over a mountain or off the buildings
sure.
or off a mountain and there's nothing under you, you would die.
That'd been a cement slab?
I mean, yeah.
Would have been the end of that guy.
That's crazy.
He would have been red meat. Number four on the Drew Barrymore show last week. This clip has gone viral. Jane Fonda, who's like 85, goes on there and she gives Drew her vibrator. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I don't know that it was actually hers, but apparently it's the same model that she uses to relax. She says that she thinks older women should not be embarrassed. And I think the worst part is that she's about 25, 30 years older than, maybe more than that, than Drew Barrymore. So.
Yeah.
But she says we older ladies also need to enjoy a little us time.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Why not?
So this is Drew getting the gift from Jane Fonda.
I heard, Jane, you relax with like baths and meditations. Is it true that there also might be an adult toy involved?
There's my dresser, and in the top dresser drawer, you would freak out if you saw what's in there.
No, I think I know. We all know exactly what's in there, Jane, and we got to tell you. Well, we're happy for you. This is way too much information.
Good for her.
Nobody needs any of this. Now, you can't really see it because it's a video, but Drew then takes out the vibrator and holds it up to her face because it looks like a banana. So it kind of looks like an old-fashioned telephone a little bit.
It's very relaxing.
And see, now, if I did that, if I had Jane Fonda on the show and I said, which I guess I have now, if I said, I hear you love the adult toys and you're as an older woman, you think women should still be using adult toys, I would sound like a dirty old man.
Well,
I'd sound like
a creep. Because you're a guy saying it to a woman. It is a little different.
Know. Everybody think I'm gross, but there's Drew Barrymore on NBC, and everyone thinks it's so cute that she brought up the vibrator.
I don't know if anybody thinks it's cute. I don't know that that's the word.
There are people
use.
Right now vomiting and turning off the road, crashing into the side of the road right now. And Drew Barrymore, it's so nice that she asked Jane about her vibrator.
Okay.
Number three. I'm trying to think of what I would ask Jane Fonda about. Probably, what's up with Ted Turner's mustache? Does he look a little Hitlerish? You gotta told him to shave that.
Well, they're not together anymore.
Well,
so.
Maybe that's. I'm leaving you, and it's not because of the money or the CNN. It's because of your Hitler mustache.
That's right.
Number three, Elton John is talking to Bernie Taupin. He's the guy that wrote all the song. Elton does the music. Bernie does the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Even Elton John didn't know where Bernie came up with the lyrics from Rocket Man. And you can hear Elton go, oh, really?
Our first ever number one record, I think.
In that book, there was a story called The Rocket Man, which was about how astronauts in the future would become sort of an everyday job. So I kind of took that idea and ran with it.
You know, I never knew that.
I mean, that's a pretty big check not to know, Elton.
Yeah, you think you would ask what inspired the song?
Clearly, that's a pretty big inspiration for what the Rocket Man song is about.
Yeah.
That's literally the song.
Yeah, a little bit.
Man, that's crazy.
Bit.
I guess he just didn't give a shit.
No, I...
Elton's just looking to collect the check.
Exactly.
And he's done just fine
for
himself, hasn't he?
That's
Number
right.
two, we go to Hungary, where a new law allows prostitutes to solicit business at shopping malls.
Oh.
The Interior Ministry and the company says they have licensed about 20,000 prostitutes who are allowed to now go to the mall and solicit business as Macy's or JCPenney would, I suppose.
Okay.
Maybe you run into a girl named JCPenney. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Tired of roaming the streets for a quality prostitute? Then come to the Hungarian shopping mall.
Now, that's not real. That's got to be a gag. That's got to be a gag.
Does it? I don't know.
Get a little orange Julius.
I don't know.
And bring cinnamon home with you.
Wow.
Question is, does Spirit Airlines fly to Hungary? What's the cost of getting to Hungary?
A lot.
Allegiant fly there? Bonus story for you. According to a new study, people over the age of 50 like reading negative news about younger people because it helps them feel better about themselves, whereas younger people don't like reading about older people at all, period, in general.
Oh.
An interesting new study is out about older people and their tastes in news. It finds that, given a choice, people over age 50 prefer to read negative news about young adults. Mm.
Get off my lawn, you little whippersnapper.
Don't screw around with me.
They don't like them. I get it.
I do. I find this to be true. I like reading negative everything. I like aggravating myself. You know? You know how they say that they're people and they don't get accurate information because all they hear is opinion and they seek out stuff that, you know, they already agree with?
Yes.
I like to watch stuff intentionally that I don't agree
just
with.
Just to make you
just
mad.
Just to ruin my own day.
That's fair. That's fair.
Something I need to talk to the therapist about later,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, probably.
And number one, here's a guy on Twitter surprised, posting a video surprised after getting stopped from trying to bring peanut butter through the airport security line. Mm. Said the TSA agent said liquids, gels, aerosols, this would fit because it is a liquid. It has no shape. Let me tell you something, TSA. I'm going to use my voice here, mm-hmm. licensed by our Federal Communications Commission, my voice to serve the public, to tell you that in no way, shape, or form, U.S. government, is peanut butter a liquid. It's a substance.
I've had peanut butter taken out of my bag before. It was a full, unopened jar of peanut butter.
I remember you had hummus taken away,
I
too.
I had hummus taken away,
you brought
too.
Hummus and crackers for the plane. They took the hummus
neither
and liquid.
Neither one of them.
It's ground bean.
Yeah.
There is no way, shape, or chickpea. No way, shape, right. or form that is a liquid. That is complete ridiculousness.
Well, luckily for them, they can do whatever they want.
That's not true. The TSA works for us. I'm a taxpayer, babe.
You tell them that.
Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to tie you to a bungee cord and drop you off a building. There he goes. Whoa, what happened to that guy? Talk back to the TSA.
Ew.
World famous celebrity birthday file this Tuesday. Lady Gaga, you do an impression of her.
Ooh.
She's 37 today. I don't know why I like that. Actress Julia Stiles is 42. Man, she was in everything for
she
a minute,
was.
And then she's nowhere.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to her. Kate Gosselin, remember John and Kate plus 8?
Yes.
She's still got the 8, but not the John.
Nope.
She's 48 today. Vince Vaughn, 53. He's another guy that's kind of disappeared a little bit.
Yeah.
Salt from Salt and Pepper.
Ah.
57 today. Miss Reba McEntire, 68. Very talented lady. Today is National Something on a Stick Day.
Okay.
Holy poop on a stick. National Weed Appreciation Day. National Black Forest Cake Day.
Oh, that sounds good.
To quote Joseph P. Nolan, oh, Black Forest Cake. That sounds pretty good.
You are going to be my best friend forever.
Talk about Lady Gaga. Joe, we were just mentioning this. She was in town over the weekend. They're filming the Joker movie in Belleville.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So I guess they used an abandoned state hospital. And Lady Gaga was seen spotted around our great Garden State.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that great?
Celebrating here.
Yeah. I thought she was older than 37, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
Because she's been around a while now. But
well, yeah, you know, she has been. People, you don't realize that she's like an old lady now in the business. She's 37 years old, right? She's been
around
15 years at least, right?
Well, she started with the meat dresses and stuff, so she was much younger then. I'm glad she's matured a little bit.
The meat dress. Oh, my gosh.
So I think she's played it right, and I don't know that Madonna ever really did, because the two of them get compared a lot, and probably, you know, this is rightfully so, right? But she is matured and evolved, and now she, you know, she'll play Radio City with Tony Bennett wearing a nice gown, and she's moved past all the shock stuff, whereas Madonna is still, she's got the weird rapper teeth in now. She's still trying to shock people at 65. It's not what you do. You mature and you evolve and you change. I mean, look at Joe. He used to have the big fro and now he's a very professional, dignified traffic reporter, you know?
Oh, it's people say that all the time about me.
Yeah. You definitely get compared to Madonna and Lady Gaga all the time. Every day.
Every day.
You look at Nolan and you're like, man, he's going to Vogue any minute now.
Hey.
Strike a pose.
Oh, man. Every one time we went to, was it Shea? No, it was City Field. It's the Met game. And she showed up.
Madonna?
Lady Gaga showed up.
Lady Gaga, all right.
And she had on this little tiny, tiny, tiny string bikini.
She wore a string bikini to a game?
Yes.
On the top and the bottom or just the top?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, the whole game. Okay. Wow.
And the Mets came over and they gave her a t-shirt and she wouldn't put it on. And then finally, they escorted her to Jerry Seinfeld's suite.
Wow. Well, that's one way to get into a suite.
Yeah, I guess.
They put her in Seinfeld's. He wasn't at the game. It was empty. They put her in there.
Nobody got to cover Lady Gaga if there's children around. Put her in a suite. Get her out of here. Get her off the jumbo.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny.
Yeah.
All craziness. Well, you know, she shows up.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Every time I hear that Warrior song, I think of Patti Smyth. I get to introduce a show that she was doing. And she's married, you know, to John McEnroe, the tennis player. And he was hanging out backstage, just so low-key, very, very nice. And I just, I was expecting him to be agitated like he used to be. If you remember when he was playing tennis, he would be, come on!
Screaming all the time.
Yeah, he was so low-key and chill. I was very surprised by that. Made an impression. So I think of that every time I play that song. We got a big announcement coming 8:45 this morning. I don't think I've mentioned this yet. We've been teasing it in the promo and all of that. But the Summer Blast-Off performance lineup revealed for Friday, May the 26th, at the fabulous Crab's Claw in Lavalette, New Jersey, USA. All the artists performing, starting bright and early with us, 6 in the morning, right till 3 o'clock when Joe does the ode, the kickoff to summer. We'll have the complete lineup of all the guests making an appearance. And this might be the biggest, the baddest, the best we've ever done here.
Right? Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
So it's going to be big. 6:45.
That's exciting.
6:45 now, 8:45, we'll have the big announcement this morning.
And we're working on one more surprise guest.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you must be working on that. You haven't told me anything about that.
No, you are. But we got to get him on a plane. That's the only thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I am aware of that. Yeah. This person would
I
be...
I am not.
He would be a guest anchor, not so much a performer.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, his house is for sale, and it made all the papers this weekend.
Yes, it did.
Did you see that, Joe, by the way?
No, I didn't. His house in Westchester.
Yeah,
sale.
Yes. Yeah, our friend, I won't call him out, but yeah, it was in
you'll find it.
It was in the Post, and it's been on all the radio trades, yeah, but it was in the New York Post, the Daily News. I was surprised by
that. Was he want $20 million for that?
$3.5 million house just north of New York City.
That's it? 3.5?
Yeah. I know he's had it on the market a couple of times, so he's had trouble selling it because he wants me down there to be a snowbird all full time now in Florida.
Mm-hmm. You tell him we'll house sit for him. We'll move in. Make sure it stays nice and tidy.
He's got a bunch of dogs. You know, maybe
I love it.
The dogs get anxiety on the airplane. Just leave them at the house.
Leave them there for me.
We'll drive up there a few times a week.
I'll hang out in your $3 million house. I'll keep it clean. It'll be all right.
That's a big house to keep clean.
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
And I tell you what, I'm shocked it's only $3 million. I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
We'll bring some keggers in there, have a big party, have Kermit outfit the place.
Oh, my God.
It'd be like American Pie.
He didn't allow Kermit there when he lived there.
Yeah, a big old party. But I hope he's able to make the blast off. He's the originator, so that'd be very nice to have him. We'll see.
Yeah, it would be cool. It would be very cool. I'll guilt him into it. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I wouldn't hold my breath, but it'd be very special.
I'm not either. But
I do think that one way or another, he will check in by phone, so that'd be...
Yeah, he could do that. Same thing. Yeah. You know, we just got to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
Oh, we can figure that out.
We can figure it out. We're all talking about Scott Shannon, just for people that are wondering. So this is just silly. Just silly at this point not to say who we're talking about.
But how would we do... Oh, again, here's one of our on-air meetings.
Yes.
Just thinking, how could we do that? But we'll do it.
We have him call in here to the booth, and then the guy running, whoever we got running the controls here at the radio station, we'll be able to hear it back down there at the Crab's Claw.
I think it's best
fine.
That he just comes in. It's a nice weekend.
Of course it would be best.
Sure.
I don't know that he's going to want to fly up.
Joe, you might want to have me call him. He tends to say yes when I ask him for something.
Okay. Yeah, fine. You go ahead.
He likes me. I don't know why, but he does.
Yeah, because he doesn't like Robbie very much.
No.
No, he doesn't. He yells at him and tells him no, and me, he's like, all right, Michelle.
I can't be doing that.
Anyway, you and Nolan.
I sold my house up there. I never want to see New York again.
Before you do your thing, Joe, I got to mention this. We just got a text message in. Man, you guys are funny. Welcome back to the best damn radio show ever. Missed you so much yesterday. And they sent us a donut emoji, whatever that means.
It's breakfast time.
I thought she was calling me fat.
Well, who's that from?
I don't know. Just a listener.
It's a text.
She's hearing us chit-chat here about the blast-off announcement. We just got a
text from 1501.
A welcome back. So thank you. I mean, we were only off for one day yesterday.
I think it's a cake. That's not a donut. That's a cake.
I still
like
feel
a
like,
celebration that we're back.
I'm being called fat, but that's all right.
They're not. They sent a heart.
How did you go from a heart and a cake to you being fat? How did you make that jump?
Listen, I'm just going to put it to you this way. Would I ever send Rochelle a donut emoji out of the blue? No, I would not, because I wouldn't want to offend her. You know?
Unless you were telling me you were getting donuts, in which case I would not be offended. Just, why would that offend me?
This is why I'm not coming up there. This show don't have its act together.
Hey, listen, tell you people are terrible.
Terrible. It's embarrassing.
Good thing you're against that point. Anybody else would beat the snot out of you.
And he's probably right. Well, I feel bad. It feels like everybody's got a cold here. And we got a big get-together happening today, a big meeting happening in the building after the show. A bunch of the staff is coming in, so hopefully I'm not creating some sort of a super spreader event.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
I've already got people trolling me on Twitter this morning. I don't need that.
But. No.
This is big. I mean, all the legends here. Like, Mark is hanging out. Ross is coming in.
Yeah.
Tom Cunningham, our buddy, just celebrated his 1,000th Springsteen episode.
Yeah.
Coming in, so we got a lot of egos in the building today.
Mask up. You'll be all right.
No, we're not doing that again. Those days are over.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
But other people can if it makes them comfortable.
Absolutely.
I don't care, but I'm not doing it. Did I mention that we had to do that at the doctor's office the other day when you finally dragged me to the doctor's office? I hadn't had the mask on in a bit.
Most of the doctor's offices still make you do the mask. Yeah. Even when I get my Botox, they make me do the mask.
They're playing cover my butt. That's what
sure.
that is.
Well,
they're just worried that somebody's going to go in there and then say, oh, I got it because there were sick people in your waiting room.
You're at a doctor's office, so it's better to be safe than sorry, I think. You don't know who's in there and why they're there. I mean, at the Botox office, I'm probably fine. They still make you mask up.
But I got used to the big cloth one.
Yes.
And it was almost like covering my whole... It was like a ski mask almost. So I got used to it. It stretched out and so I could breathe under there. But I wasn't anticipating having to wear one. So I had to do the paper mask. I made it through most of the COVID mess without the paper mask.
Yeah.
So I had to do that the other day. And that was... That's not good.
They're a little uncomfortable.
Well, it's not just that. It's like I drool or something. I mean, I look like a German Shepherd salivating.
You're a mouth breather. Yeah. So you get the condensation.
So let me tell you, I was looking great. I was just looking good. Made a great first impression on the dock. Let's talk about this. A purchase, an inexpensive purchase that significantly has improved your life, made your life just a little bit better.
Well, during COVID, maybe the cloth one was one that did that because you didn't have to use those paper ones.
You figured there had to be all kinds of startups that figured they'd get a long way to go, a long business model making the masks.
Yeah.
And now most people, like I say, are not doing it anymore.
Well,
so their profit margin went kaput, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a lot of like little things that are just, they've just made things a lot easier.
You know why that is? Because you're easier to please.
I am. I'm pretty easy to please. But I just bought a pair of wireless headphones for the gym because I've been using that old one that connects to my phone. And if I ever try to lift weights or do anything, I've got this cord in my way. And so these wireless headphones have changed the game in the gym for
but
me.
But they're still off-brand. You don't have those AirPods.
No, I just bought the cheap $26 Amazon. I mean, they're not...
They're not the ones that come with the iPhone, right?
They
call them AirPods, right?
No, I bought... Yeah, well, I bought the bigger ones that kind of look like the ones we wear here in the studio now. They were like $26.
Does your ears sweat when you're working out wearing them?
I don't know. I like them like that because the other ones kind of hurt my ears when they're inside of my ears. Huh. And I like the bigger ones when I'm working out. But they're cheap headphones and they work great. And they literally changed my game in the gym.
Okay. Whatever gets you to the gym is a good thing.
Yeah. And our blackout curtains in our bedroom. That's a game changer for the weekends when the sun's coming in.
Speaking of ears, I'll give you one. I like a sturdy Q-tip. Don't buy the cheap, crappy Q-tip. Buy the, whatever the, I don't know
well,
what the
Well, all Q-tips
Kleenex,
are
right?
inexpensive.
I know, but there's like the box
you
of
like
500.
The Q-tip brand.
Is that what it
Q-tips.
Is?
Q-tips, yes.
Is Q-tip like Kleenex where they're the brand?
Maybe.
I don't know what the
I don't know,
there,
but the box says
let
Q-tip.
Let me just tell you, if you want, you can buy a real crap Q-tips. You know, they're real flimsy, and you don't clean nothing. You want the sturdy one that stands up as you're digging in your ear.
Yeah. I mean, Q-tips are definitely an inexpensive purchase that make you feel better.
Because I told you to buy those for me, and oh, boy, I'd be in there digging all more. I love it.
It's gross.
This is probably like Jane Fonda with the vibrator.
That's,
this is more,
TMI.
More information than anybody needed
That's
about
gross.
Me and my earwax. But
my electric toothbrush would be another one.
Sure.
That was. Oh, and then the biggest one, I think, and you made me, I don't know why I waited so long to get it, but I needed I like to use the map on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the one in our car that we have. And so I was holding my phone.
The GPS you're talking about.
The little GPS, yes. So I bought a holder that clicks into the car.
Yep.
It was like $11, and I don't know why I waited so long to buy it. But
That's nice.
It just changed my life.
Sure.
It was
and then
so
you're
much
not touching
easier.
Your phone every, you know? Yeah.
The map is there. I'm not worried about it falling on the floor or falling over. I mean, it's great. It's so cheap.
There's nothing wrong with the GPS in the car, but that's
I don't like it.
It's an inexpensive purchase that has just significantly improved your life, made you a little happier every single day, and that's a good thing, right? 732-774-4444. What is it? Lines open. 774-4444. Can also text us, Facebook us. Those are coming right up. Let's say congratulations again this morning to Lauren Cherney from Ocean Grove. She picked up those hot women before you buy them tickets. Go see Queen and Adam Lambert at the Garden October 12th. Those go on sale on Friday. Show info, 1071theboss.com, and we'll have another pair tomorrow morning out of the boss ticket window. Right about 720. A lot of calls, people saying, are you giving away the money this morning? Yeah, three times.
Yes.
Every workday, your chance qualified for $5,000. We'll get you qualified with anywhere from a $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 cash. Could happen at any time. You know exactly when we're doing it. We're not fooling you. Mm-hmm. If you've signed up at 1071theboss.com, we send a little email every week.
Yes.
Tell you exactly the hours we're doing it. What are you giggling about over there?
I just like your impression of a caller.
I want to know, you giving away the money?
Nobody sounds like that. In my head, that's what they sound like. So, I apologize in advance. Yes. Start away with this morning's He Said.
She Said.
What is an inexpensive purchase that significantly has improved your life, made you just a little happier every single day? And you know what? This time of day, you get in the car, you're stepping out into the world for the first time given day. It is nice to have something that makes life a little easier for you. What is it?
Tara said, we bought a milk frother and it heats and warms the milk. Life-changing, totally elevated that morning coffee.
It's funny she mentions that because there's a couple of purchases for the kitchen counter that I have wanted to make, but I feel like they're an unnecessary expense and they're not cheap, so we haven't done it. But I'd love to get an espresso machine.
Oh, yes.
And I would love to get a soda stream.
Well, the soda stream is not quite as much as the espresso machine that you want.
Yeah.
They're about $100. The problem with the soda stream is you have to continue to go and get those CO2 cans so that you can...
No, wait a minute. Let me ask you this, because we have a water fountain here at the Boss HQ.
Yeah.
And you can press a button and it gives you hot water, cold water.
I don't
know
how it does it.
But then it's also got one that makes it's like seltzer water.
They must have someone that comes in because you have to have the CO2 can in there.
So there's a CO2 can in the hallway here in the office?
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Man. Better be careful. The whole place didn't go kapow these days.
Text from 6746 said a double shower curtain instead of the rings.
Mm.
Double shower curtain hooks.
Boy, do I struggle with that. So we don't have that at the house. We go to a hotel, I get those. Inevitably, the floor is covered in water. I don't know how the hell to use those curtains.
Well, the hooks are nice because when you have to change out that plastic piece, you don't have to take everything completely apart. You can just pull the little plastic piece off and then put a new one on. So they are really... They're really handy, as long as you do it right, because I will tell you, in the kids' bathroom, we do have the double shower curtain hooks, and I put them on backwards.
Oh, so that's not what you want.
Either way, when I have to change it, I have to redo everything. So, a text from 4553 said, a bidet. It costs $40 on Amazon. A life-changing.
I'd like me one of those, too.
A bidet.
Yeah. I clean myself all morning long. Man, this feels good. Also, when you giving away that money?
No one talks like that.
It's inexpensive purchase that has significantly improved your life. What is it? That's He Said.
She Said.
732-774-4444. Got all lines open. It's a little time to squeak through if you like. You can also text us if that's easier, or Facebook.
1071 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, how are you today?
I'm good.
Are you already at work this morning?
Yes, I am.
I have very few talents in life, Wendy, but one of them is realizing when someone calling into the show is at work and the boss is not supposed to know they're listening because they're trying to win free money. So it's one of my few talents in life. I won't ask where you're working because I don't want to get you in trouble, but can you tell us the town, Wendy?
Leonardo.
Okay, good. You're caller number 10. We're going to play.
Oh, my God.
So you're already qualified for $5,000, $5,000 in your hand. Already qualified for the money. How about that?
That's awesome.
Now, the question is, how much are we going to get out of the free money machine for you just for getting through this morning? Let's punch the machine up and fire it up. And there it is, $200 cash. Nice going, Wendy. She don't care if the boss hears her now.
I don't know.
She's just letting it all fly. So $200 right now, qualified for $5,000. And please tell us who is Jersey's free money radio station.
1071 The Boss.
Joe, have you had your hot toddy yet?
No, not really. I haven't been able to get upstairs yet to do it.
But you got
to
make time. There's always time for a hot toddy.
Yeah, I know. But you got to boil the water. You got to make the tea. Yeah. Then you got to jam all the whiskey in it. It takes a few minutes.
You know what you could do is just pour some scotch in a glass and put it in the microwave. I've done that.
Well, then there's that. Yeah, that would be probably better, actually.
Put a little honey in it.
You don't even need to drink it. You just breathe in the alcohol vapor. That feels good. These are, of course, not.
Of course you need to drink it. I mean, don't waste it.
I'm just saying if Joe wants to, you know, he's federally licensed by the FCC. I wouldn't want him to, you know, get in trouble for drinking on air or anything.
Sure.
Actually, this is kind of fits into what we're talking about here. And he said, she said, it's an expensive or inexpensive purchase that has significantly improved your life. We're thinking inexpensive purchases.
Are you saying whiskey?
Yeah, buy yourself one of those old drugstore bottles, you know, like you get on the airplane.
Yeah, a little flask, put it in your pocket, have at it. Yeah.
We got a couple more answers here.
Text from 9094 said a long shoehorn.
Hmm. I wish I had one of those.
Sure you do.
But I was not so blessed by our Lord.
Rick said, buying multiple pairs of scissors, I no longer have to scour the house in desperation looking in every drawer. Okay. And Susan said ibuprofen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And buy the off-brand. It's just fine.
It's the same.
There's no need to get the motion.
It's $5 cheaper.
You're no problem at all. We lost him. Where'd he go?
I think he went to go make his hot toddy.
Where the hell did he go? I thought he was, maybe he needed to go do the TV thing that he does.
Oh.
All right. You got a couple more answers here. Well, he'll be back. He'll be fine.
Sir, I can give you some more answers.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. let me get back to the text here.
Yep, 732-774-4444.
We got a text of a sleep mask.
Huh, that's interesting.
I've tried to use a sleep mask before, and I find that in the middle of the night, it always is gone.
Is this a deal where for people with the sleep apnea with the big tube and all thing?
Well, it just says a sleep mask, but I'm guessing that this texture means like the little, like the glamorous little thing that you put over your eyes to make it dark in the room.
Oh, I see.
Which would be helpful, but again, I don't know if I'm thrashing around when I'm sleeping or what's going on, but I don't.
I would feel very prissy. Very prissy put one of those on. My little fancy face mask. I don't know that. That's not for me.
Another text from 7792 said houseplants. That's one of those things. I know those make people really happy and they're nice to have in the house. I cannot keep them alive.
When you get a black thumb.
Yeah, I try. I really do. I can't do it. Ben said his contacts. I no longer have to wear my glasses. That's a good one. If you can put your finger in your eye.
I've thought about going back to the guy because they get the new thing now where it, you don't know that they're going to, they got to blow the air in your eye to be able to measure your eyeball and give you the contact lenses. And they used to do it with this instrument, and I could get so nervous that I couldn't keep my eye open.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, I never had contact lenses. I've had glasses since I was a little kid. But I'm thinking maybe now with that new way they measure your eye, it's a lot easier to get through the procedure. So
yeah, but if you got... Oh, you mean to get, like, LASIK done?
No. To get a contact lens. Because they have to blow air into your eye to get
but you'd still have to stick your finger in your eye every day to put the contact in and take it out.
Oh, that's
true. So you have to do that yourself.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
You can't go to the optometrist every day to have them take them in and out.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying. I was thinking of the procedure, but you're right. I guess on a day-to-day basis, I'd probably struggle. And then I'd be worried that I fell asleep and they were still in.
Yeah, so. Don't do that. Don't do that. And Regina said her air fryer.
Yeah, that's one of your favorites.
I cook everything in the air fryer. And they're not, you can get a fairly cheap one, so it's inexpensive. There are better ones, but it is life-changing. It really is. Every single leftover in the air fryer, every day, all day.
That's another one of those good kitchen counter purchases.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, inexpensive purchase that has significantly improved your life, made you happier. We'll keep that going on the Boss Text Connect, 732-774-4444, anytime on Facebook. Are we ready to do it? Joe, this is big.
Let's go, baby.
All right, coming Friday, May the 26th, starting live at 6 a.m., it's Joe Nolan's kickoff to summer, the 107.1 The Boss Summer Blast Off 2023. We can now announce starring John Ford Coley, formerly of England Dan and John Ford Coley. Let's talk about the hits. I'd really love to see you tonight. Nights Are Forever Without You. It's Sad to Belong. Oh, Love is the Answer.
I love this song.
Yeah, and this is a great record. Song.
Yeah.
It's really right there on the beach at Crab's Claw.
One of those great, great pop records of the 70s and 80s.
He's one of those original yacht rockers playing this song for you. Yeah. As the sea breeze of the great state of New Jersey blows through your head as we get ready to start the summer season. Oh, just big time. And yes, John Ford Coley will be there. But that's not all. We got the American Idols.
No.
Constantine Maroulis, Broadway star.
Yes.
American Idol star will be joining us.
Love Constantine.
Cole Holman making a return appearance. Manasquan's Own.
Great last year.
He's terrific. So good.
And great. A really, really, really.
Family is such nice people.
Beautiful people. He's got a beautiful family. Also joining the lineup this year, young pop superstar Jake Thistle.
Oh, yes.
Will be making an appearance.
How do you describe him? Tell people how you describe him all the time. I think it's absolutely perfect.
He looks like and sounds like Shawn Mendes. but he sings the Jackson Brown songs.
Yes. Right. That's true. That's a great description of him.
It's great.
It's a perfect
description. It really is a great description.
Jake Thistle will be there, and Mike Rocket doing the, he's got a brand new 2023 version of the Going to the Jersey Shore song.
That's exciting.
He said he's written some new lyrics for it, and he's...
It's not Joe approved yet.
Mike Rocket
will
be there.
Let's make sure we hear that first.
Well, Mike is going to be family, be PG, I promise that. Sure. Not going to be anything offensive in a Mike Rocket song. And if that's not enough, you get the world-famous house band featuring former Essex County Police Officer Captain Ann O'Neill, ladies and gentlemen. The house band there at the Crabs Claw. The broadcast starts at 6 a.m. with Urabi, Rochelle, Joe, and the gang. Uncle Ross, are you going to come on down again?
Oh, yeah. Of course he is.
All right. Ross Britton will be there, too.
Man, there'll be a bagpiper, too, as well, by the way.
Oh, that's exciting.
It'll be huge. Yep. Guest appearances from Brad Blanks, Kermit the DJ, Michael Scott Shannon, at least by telephone, and then Joe Nolan does the world-famous kickoff to summer, the poem for summer, and we play Born to Run, and you know it is officially summertime across the Great Garden State. I'm giving myself goosebumps, Joe. This is going to be great.
This is actually very cool. I was just thinking that. This is going to be great.
And then also,
we've got to get the Patty Steele down here, too. I mean, if everyone else is going to be there, we got to get Patty.
Patty is the new voice of the radio station. Yeah. She's on the team, so we got to get Patty to come on down. I tell you, we'll fly that guy with the big voice, the movie voice guy we got. We'll fly him over from London.
Let's get him in.
We'll talk to Joe's accountant, Jimmy, get him to foot the bill for that. By the way, let me not bury the lead here. Presented and powered by the world-famous Autoland Toyota, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. 1-800-AUTO-LAND, Route 22, Springfield, New Jersey. Thank you to Mark Montanaro and the staff at Autoland.
Yes.
Round of applause for Mark Montanaro, Autoland, making it all possible again. And thank you to our friends at the Crab's Claw, Lavalette, New Jersey. Don't miss it. Now, if you forgot everything I just said, it's going to be up there at 1071theboss.com. I'm told by 9 a.m., so in the next few minutes, our crack digital team will get that posted on the website. But it's John Ford Coley of England Dan and John Ford Coley. Mm-hmm. It's Constantine Maroulis, Broadway superstar, American Idol Cole Holman, Jake Thistle, Mike Rocket, and Captain and O'Neill and the house band. So
we have a Grammy-nominated guy.
Yeah.
And a Tony-nominated guy.
Yes.
100%.
How about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Get there early because you know the parking's going to be tough.
Well, we'll have speakers outside and all that. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. You know what? It sounds like 1994, man. This is awesome.
You ready for this? John Ford Coley with his former partner, England Dan, 36 million records sold.
That's amazing.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Pretty big.
Right. Mike Rocket has about 300 sold, so it'll be cool.
Listen,
did I say that? I apologize. That was mean.
He's everywhere. He may very well have sold more than that. The guy is everywhere. He weasels his way in every place.
He does.
No,
it's
he's
true.
Great. No, I love him. Absolutely love
him.
He's
sweet
such
kid.
A nice guy. Yeah, sweet kid.
Oh, you know who else I forgot to is, what's his YouTube, Michael, what's his name?
YouTube Neil.
YouTube Neil will be filming this thing for posterity, too. We make sure he's here.
If you're an old fan of all of ours, this is going to be old home week. Everyone's going to be there. You might even see the guy who used to drive the Snap-on truck might even show up.
Man, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Gene Snapperoni, he might even be there.
Thank God we're rescuing Brad Blanks from the goofy new show up there in New York. So
yeah.
This will be good.
He'll come down. He'll
Summer Blast Off 2023, May 26th. That's a Friday. Lavalette at the Crab's Claw. More details coming very soon, 1071theboss.com. Thank you, Joe, for being here with us. We love you.
That's awesome.
Thanks for bringing
all
this to 1071 The Boss, buddy. We love it.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Well, that's
where
it.
Where else would I go?
That's all I got.
That's it.